Well, loves, welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. So it is the season for giving, and one of the biggest gifts that people want over the holidays, a cell phone, which is one of the reasons I'm doing the show. And quite frankly, the other reason is rather personal and selfish, because ever since the smartphone came along, I've been an Android person. I am beginning to doubt myself with Android. Now, I've had no issues with Android over the years. However, this particular phone that I have now, I will say, is the least favorite phone I have ever had in my life. And I've also seen the iPhone perform in areas where my Android fell flat. Bill in Lancaster is like a total, I say this respectfully, nerd and geek when it comes to cell phones. And Bill, I must tell you, I don't think I understood 7% of what you were talking about before.
Oh, that's all right. You know, I didn't understand much of it either. You learn things one piece at a time. But to back to what I was saying, there are definitively technological reasons for some people to have an Android phone. The majority of people are probably better off in the iPhone ecosystem. And I'm not going to say that they hold your hand, but they make it virtually impossible for your average user to screw it up. You know, your average user isn't going to jailbreak their iPhone, which it's in every version of the iOS. It's become more and more difficult. You know, they're not going to jailbreak their iPhone to sideload one app. They'll find, you know, two different apps that they can use, a little of column A, a little of column B, to get what they need.
Oh.
You have your pet peeve with Android, and that's the voice translation. I have a friend of mine who has an iPhone who uses voice translation exclusively, and I get some of the messages where he said, "Hey, I'm trying to get ahead on this project," and you know the message I get. It's not a good message.
Yeah, I've sent the same thing to Tim Wenger.
and, you know, you read it twice, and you're like, oh, yeah, yeah, I sure hope he was saying something else, because that's not good.
Yeah, that's HR stuff.
I think it has more to do with the tone of your voice than it has to do with the phone or the platform. His voice is similar to yours, and it's, I have to read everything he sends me two or three times because of those errors that are in there. And I've said to him, I'm like, Mike, have you ever looked at what you sent me? He's like, no, dude, I talked to the phone and hit send. I'm like, you know, occasionally you should probably proofread that stuff, because you sent me terrible, terrible things, my friend.
Or very nice things, depending on your perspective on this. But, you know, I don't know the technological reason for this, but look, I speak for a living. I enunciate for a living. I know how to use inflection. Do you have any idea why this Samsung S23 would insert a question mark randomly after every other word?
No, I don't know if there's a microphone sensitivity setting in that phone. If there is, try turning it down. Maybe in between words, as you are drawing in air for your next sentence, maybe it's hearing that and somehow interpreting it as a question mark. I'm not sure. But like I say, it's, in my experience, that's not platform dependent. My buddy, he speaks pretty well. He's not obviously, you know, as well-spoken as you are, but he speaks well, and I just get these messages from him that are just, you know, they're bad. they're terrible. But my pet peeve, and it's a small thing, but this is, it grinds my gears. So if, let's say you're on an iPhone, and I say, Tom, send me, message me, picture that you took yesterday when we were, you know, I don't know, at the store, and you send me that picture as an SMS. The picture shows up on my Android at screen resolution, so it's very small, okay? So here I'm thinking I'm going to get this nice, you know, my particular phone has a 50-megapixel camera in it. If I send you a picture, you can zoom in a long way. I get a message with a picture attached from an iPhone user. It's an itty-bitty. It's almost a thumbnail. It's at screen resolution. There's no room. You know, you're not zooming in to see any details. The only way I can get that full resolution image from an iPhone user is if they send me an email and attach the image to the email from their phone. That one bugs me.
Very, very interesting. I'm delighted with the call. I thank you for explaining some of this stuff to us, and maybe you have influenced some people one way or the other, Android or
iPhone. Like I say, it's to each their own. There's pros and cons to both platforms. That depends entirely on the individual and what you're looking to do with the device. I mean, let's face it, we have a computer in our hand. You know, we have more computing power in our hand than what took the Apollo missions to the moon.
That's because we didn't really go to the moon. It was all a hoax.
Wait. I don't have my hat on right now.
We had a caller. We had a caller last week who made the argument. All right, Bill, thank you very much. I appreciate it very much. Yes, I don't really believe that. I'm just having fun. Here's Tom in Canada on WBEN. You are on. Hello.
Yes, sir. I'm on an iPhone 4 on 3G. Because 3G still works in Canada.
Well, that's because the Illuminati have not fully installed the 5G to send really weird thought waves through your brain.
Well, yeah, but we do have 5G also in Canada, but 3G is still the backup thing. So I'm using an iPhone 4, and sometime in 2024, they're supposed to shut down 3G. But I think this phone was made in 2011. It does call. It does text. The Wi-Fi hotspot works great. About a year and a half ago, Google didn't want the security level, and the emails stopped working. But primarily, I use it when I'm not talking on it as a hotspot for something with a bigger keyboard. And for your last caller, Bill, who seemed to be on ham radio and other odd assortments of communications, my phone still works in the U.S., even though there's no 3G, because 2G still works as of November on T-Mobile.
And
you may not know that. It's probably... Go ahead.
Go ahead with what you were going to say.
No, 2G still works. I think they use it like for trucks, talking to trucks, or, I don't know, pipelines. You know, when they spring a leak, it'll send a thing. But if I'm relatively near a tower in the U.S., my phone will work on 2G under T-Mobile. So interesting trivia there for your listeners.
So, okay, you are an iPhone guy, and give us the reasons why, whether you're 2G, 3G, 5G, whatever. What is there about the iPhone?
I bought the phone in 2019 for $50, and it's working 4 years later. And when they finally shut down 3G in Canada, I've got a iPhone SE first generation one that still up. You know, you can upgrade the operating system. It works on 4G, and I think I paid, I don't know, $60 or $80 for it, like 9 months ago, because I wanted to get one before they became hard to find. So your callers that said iPhones work great for a long time, I'm a believer in that process.
Okay, now, given the age of the phone, does your battery... I mean, usually when I replace a phone, it's because the battery just starts to last about an hour, and then it dies, then I got to recharge it. How does your phone hold its charge given its geriatric state?
It holds fine. Don't ask me why, Tom. If, you know, I never put a battery in it. I've used it for 4 years. I'm in the car a lot. It's in the charger, stuff like that. But so far, so good. It's not showing any. Now, I don't have apps on it. I don't. It has, you know, call, text, Wi-Fi hotspot. Alarm in the morning so I can wake up. So I thought you'd like the trivia to spice up the call show this afternoon.
It certainly is appreciated, and thank you very much. If you're just joining us, people have very strong opinions on this, iPhone or Android. And I've been an Android guy since the advent of smartphones, but I'm thinking of converting. Is there anybody who wants to talk somebody out of converting from Android to iPhone? Or is there somebody who would like to talk us into converting from iPhone to Android? It's a very heated debate. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. All right, it is Bowerly, 22 and a half minutes after 5 at News Radio 930 WBEN. So when it comes to cell phones and the kind of cell phone you use, people become very, I don't want to say defensive, but I'll say defensive, and sometimes argumentative about which is better, the iPhone or the Android. And we've had a very wide and diverse range of opinions today so far on which is the better platform. As far as ease of use, as far as dependability, as far as apps. And one of the other reasons I'm doing this show today is we did the show about blind people earlier this week. And I was amazed at some of the apps that the blind are able to use on iPhone that would not be available on Android. Like, if you are blind, it seems that having an iPhone is almost a necessity as opposed to having an Android. But then again, I could be wrong. I mean, I'm not blind, but we heard from a number of blind people who basically told us about some of the things the iPhone is able to do, and they are just very loyal iPhone individuals. 803-0930 is the phone number, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And again, if you're just joining us, as I've mentioned, I've been an Android guy since the beginning of the smartphone era. But I frankly am not happy with my Android, which is a relatively new phone. It's less than a year old. And I don't like the voice to text. It's the worst voice to text I've ever had. It inserts question marks randomly, and it's almost impossible to do voice to text on this phone. And I've got fat thumbs, and I don't like that. Here's Ron on WBEN. Ron, you are on. Hello.
Yeah, hi, Tom. I just talked to your screener, and I mentioned that I think that maybe from an economic standpoint, Android is a more sensible direction to take, because the phones being what they are, I mean, what's the iPhone, $1,200 or $1,500 for the latest iPhone? A similarly performing Android phone, maybe not Samsung, because they seem to be premium priced. And, you know, not to be too, brand focused, but like Motorola has some pretty sensibly priced phones, where high performance phones at around the $450 price point, and which run the latest versions of Android, and they seem to perform well. The text-to-speech conversion is excellent. I always speak the punctuation, like I say period, or I say question mark, or I say comma, or I say exclamation point, and it really hardly ever has an error. you know, sometimes if there's background noise and it's garbled, you know, of course, you know, it's really not the fault of the device. It's really kind of the ambient noise in the back.
But, no, I will assure you. I mean, I know a couple of things about audio, even though I prefer CDs to vinyl. But I know a couple of things about audio, and it doesn't matter where I'm recording or where, you know, where I'm doing the voice to text. It can be a totally quiet room, and I can be enunciating, like over enunciating, and I still end up with garbled messages and random question marks where there shouldn't be a question mark. And it's frankly. This phone has been a tremendous disappointment.
Yeah, in my experience, the Samsung phones, I think that Samsung, I forget what they call it, but they used to like add a layer over the top of Android, like a software layer that was unique to their product line, right? So it sort of differentiated their phones in the marketplace from other Android phones. I think if you buy these more premium phones from other manufacturers, maybe not even Motorola, but others, that are more of just sort of a naked Android, as it were, you'll find that they seem to run pretty smooth. I mean, I think the phone that I'm talking to you on right now is, I don't know, I think I paid $400 for it 2 years ago, and it's man, it's solid. It's got the maps are great. I think it's at its last update, so I don't think I don't think Motorola will push any more updates to me. But at the same time, I didn't spend $1,500. I will give Apple credit for their cameras. Their cameras are really outstanding. You know, I mean. I'm a snapshot type of person. I take a picture of my dog, my wife, my kid, you know, the motorcycle, you know, taking a picture of a part that I'm working on that I, you know, so I can sort of look at it close up later.
Hold on, Ron. I want to talk to you more, but I'm a prisoner of the clock. It's 28 minutes after 5 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Android or iPhone? That is the question. Now, this is interesting because I always thought the Android was supposed to have the better camera than the iPhone, but apparently that is misinformation on News Radio 930 WBEN. All right, welcome. It is Bowerly News Radio 930 WBEN. Good to be with you on this Friday, and a very lively discussion, unexpectedly so, about iPhones versus Androids. Most people have smartphones. My 90-year-old mother has a smartphone. I asked her if she wanted a new one. She said, no, mine works just fine, which is interesting because it's got to be about 10 years old by now. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's go back to Ron in Buffalo, who prefers Android over Apple and the iPhone.
Like I said before, Tom, I think it's primarily because of economics. What else I wanted to point out is, many of these the commercials you see on television for the big carriers like you know, Verizon or whoever, they include the phone, or they bundle the phone with the service package, and they say we'll give you you know, the latest Apple product, you know, as long as you sign on with us for a specific period of time. And I think it's important that people understand that there are other carriers that are, you know, and I don't want to get too deep into the weeds, but there's something called MVNOs, mobile virtual network operators, who buy capacity from the major carriers like Deutsche Telekom, which is T-Mobile, Verizon, Sprint, and they resell you that service at a discounted rate. Now, I understand that they do prioritize calls or they prioritize data traffic, but and they allow their top tier customers data traffic priority over the lower tier customers. But for somebody whose life doesn't depend on it, if you're just making a call, you're calling your wife, you're calling your kids, you know, you're buying something on Amazon, you're unaffected by this, and the difference in price could be $1,000 a year versus $300 a year. So for carrier service, I won't mention any, but you know, there's plenty of them out there. One young popular actor owns a company. People probably see him advertising his company on TV. It's a great company. They resell capacity on T-Mobile's network, which T-Mobile is Deutsche Telekom's North American telecommunications unit. So there's money to be saved without really feeling the impact. I don't think there's any technology differences. People get the same quality of service for often one third or less of the total annual cost of service. And as far as the technology and the phone itself, I understand what you were talking about. I was thinking about it over the break, about when you're in a room and you're really trying to almost sometimes over enunciate or really, you know, use your greatest proper English to tell your phone, you know, what you needed to do or how you needed to translate your message. But you know what I always find, I'm always astonished by and amused by even, is how sometimes if you're just kind of speaking lazy into your phone, the transcription rate is nearly 100%. And then when you try to, be very, very deliberate with your speech, the accuracy falls way off.
Believe me, I have tried it every single imaginable way, and the voice to text on my phone is absolutely atrocious. I mean, it is and it shouldn't be that way. Why would a phone from 2015 offer better voice to text than a phone from 2023? It makes no sense.
It doesn't make any sense. And I wonder, too, that I think you earlier, from an earlier caller I was listening, and you said you had a Samsung phone. I wonder, and I'm not pooping on Samsung, I just think that because they run additional software layers over Android itself, that maybe something that they're running is the problem. I very rarely, you know, and I have, I have a Lisp, I have a sort of lazy language sometimes, and my phone is remarkably accurate.
Hmm. Well, maybe I just got a bum phone. I don't know, because I speak the same way now as I did a few years ago with lesser quality phones. And just one quick thing, the cameras. Who's got the better camera, iPhone or Android?
Well, I think that the camera effects, you know, the editing effects and maybe some of the blurring of the background and maybe some of the more sort of professional level camera features and featurettes everybody seems to chase Apple, all right, whether it's photographic quality or videographic quality. But you get to a certain point, like I said, my Motorola phone takes great pictures. It takes really great pictures on a bright sunny day, and it takes respectable pictures even in a sort of a marginally lit room. So, I can't imagine spending an extra $1,000, especially with like these 18-month product cycles or 12-month product cycles, spending, you know, another $1,000 or another $1,200 or $1,500 a year or a year and a half from now to get only, you know, marginally better photographic or videographic quality. And it doesn't make any economic sense.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call. Great stuff. Can you guys imagine if we had cell phones with video the day Kennedy was assassinated, and how that might have changed history? Just a thought. Clearly, I have an unhealthy obsession. Here is Lou in Amherst on WBEN. Lou, iPhone or Android? Pick your poison.
Android, and I heard somebody called in earlier about the Google phone, and I have not only one, but two Google phones, the number 6 and the number 7. And I believe it's not the platform, it is your phone that is your voice to text. I believe my Pixel 6 Google phone does do what you're saying. It inserts a question mark, but if you keep going, it erases it and it keeps going. My newest phone.
But dude, mine doesn't. I'll send a two-line voice-to-text message, and there'll be about 18 question marks in there, and they don't go away.
It's not the platform. It's not the platform. It's the phone. And I have the second one I have. I don't know who said they didn't like it. It's going back to Android versus iPhone. When I tried an iPhone years ago, it seemed like I had to go to a second screen to get to where I was going. And also, they probably changed it. Back when I tried it, if you started to put in the person's number, the number automatically came up. Or if you put the numbers, if you put the person's name in, it automatically came up if you couldn't remember. The iPhone didn't do that. So those were two main drawbacks for me on the iPhone. But the Pixel not only does it, I think, meets all the qualifications of the high-end phones, but it's several hundred dollars less. So when I looked at all the stats on it, all the technical stuff going on with it, it was equal or superior. And they're added their camera. Now, I think the camera is fabulous. You can actually edit the camera, take things out of the camera, and maybe even more important to you, it'll screen calls. I think the Google phone is the only one that you can set up a screen call, and if you say, "Do I want to talk to this person?" you can hit screen. It'll start transcribing what they want to talk to you about, and you can pick up the phone and go on with the conversation.
Well, I find it much easier to, the one thing I will say with the, I don't know whether it's a function of the service I use or the phone itself, but I will give this phone props in its ability to reduce the amount of spam calls.
Well, yes, my phone comes up as spam too, yeah. My phone comes up as spam call, but sometimes if it's not a spam, it tells me it's spam sometimes, but sometimes it tells me it's not a spam. And so then I can hit the screen button, and if it's a spam call, they will hang up. But if someone wants to talk to you, they will start talking to you and transcribe it, and they'll tell you what they want to talk to you about, and you can pick the call up. And with your business, that probably might be a very convenient thing for you.
Maybe. Maybe, but
you understand what I'm saying? You understand how it works, what I'm saying? How am I explaining it properly?
I think I have the gist. I'd like to talk to you further about that because, one of the things that I should probably figure out how to do is allow certain numbers to reach me anytime, day or night, to the exclusion of all other numbers that I don't want reaching me anytime, day or night, especially between 2 and 6 p.m., which is, I've talked about this before in the air, it is uncanny the number of doctor's offices and health insurance calls that come in between 2 and 6, and I always bitch and moan about it because, like, I've had all morning to talk to you, and you're calling me now when I'm on the air? And that's always kind of an embarrassing situation. It's happened a few times where I've actually had to say, "Hey, Tanner, put a minute commercial in. I gotta take this call. Hold on, it's 5:50. It is somewhat embarrassing, but we should be pretty much all patched up here within the next few weeks, at least until further notice. I did find a great surgeon who actually takes my health insurance, and a great facility that actually takes the health insurance. So I'm pretty happy about that. I just got to get this stupid, dumb hernia taken care of. And you know what really sucks about it? I'm going to bitch here for a minute. The reason I did it was to develop ab muscles. This hernia is an absolute result of planking. That's when it started. That's when it started. So in my quest to have a better body, I end up with this thing poking out of my stomach, and sometimes it is very unpleasant, I will tell you. And it's not even that big, but oh my goodness. It's like I want to take a pin and pop it like a zit. All right, let's. I wouldn't recommend that. Of course, this is the 1st of December of 2023, and in just a few days, we will be noting the anniversary of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor on December 7th of 1941. And some of you who are younger will have no idea of what I am speaking. If they even taught you about Pearl Harbor in high school or junior high school, frankly, at this point, I'd be amazed. But, you know, there was a time, and it was certainly within my lifetime, within the last 30 years, I think that's the last time I saw one. There used to be New York State license plates which would say Pearl Harbor Survivor on them. And the last time I saw one was at the allergist's office parking lot, and I haven't seen one since. And it's just an illustration of how time marches on, time goes by. And I'm a big believer, and I don't mean to go off on a tangent on this, but I'm a big believer in at some point you're going to be interested in your family tree, in your genealogy. And I think it is so important to get people's stories in writing. You can record them, but I think getting them in writing is a really effective way of preserving those memories for the future. And I'm just one of these guys, very, very fortunate to have purchased my great-great-grandfather's 1864 Civil War diary at auction, and it's probably the best $1,000 I'd ever spent. And it's not like it's horribly exciting reading, most of it, but when you read your great-great-grandfather's writing saying, hey, I saw General Grant today. Are you kidding me? You saw General Grant. I saw a man hang today for rape. Oh, my goodness. And then, like, the one disturbing entry is a bullet just missed my head today. And he was so nonchalant about it, like, dude, you almost died, and I'd like more details on what happened. But it's that all of these things just came into mind thinking about December 7th, because I don't know how many Pearl Harbor survivors we have still alive in Western New York, but there was a time you would see the occasional license plate, and you just don't see those anymore. Anyway, hey, thanks for all the calls. Thanks to Tanner Saunders for his magnificent work behind the glass on News Radio 930 WBEN. Coming up next week, I think we should do a show on hunting and how you feel about seeing people's Facebook feeds with the dead animals in them. the dead animals in them. And, well, no different, I suppose, than going to the grocery store and seeing the meat rack. And Christmas cards. Does anybody still send? I haven't sent a Christmas card in years. Years. 80, well, can't give you a phone number now. Wouldn't make too much sense. But stand by. Tom Puckett's coming up with Buffalo's Evening News at 6 until 7 on News Radio 930 WBEN. Have yourself a wonderful weekend and a happy retirement to Cheektowaga Police Chief Brian Gould, whose party is tonight. But I am overscheduled and will not be able to attend. So if you go there, tell them I said hello. It's 5:57 now at News Radio 930 WBEN.